We're teaching each other.
Mm-hmm. I'm teaching Randy the proper methods with a microphone.
Wacko wax.
Mm-hmm. Don't swallow.
Okay, go ahead and spit it out. You don't need to swallow.
Just spit it out. And in the words of AC/DC, we roll tonight to the guitar bite. And for those about to rock, I salute you.
Once again, everyone, welcome to the Flea Show. This is Randy.
And this is Ken.
And it's nice to be with you. Thanks for listening. We appreciate that. You know, we're coming up to an age where we've been doing the Flea Show for now, what, 6 months or so?
Oh, yeah.
April we started.
It's almost been a full year.
Yeah. And no, it's been half a year.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, Ken, for those of you keeping score at home, that would be half a year, 6 months.
Yeah. Or as OJ calls it, prison time.
You may get more than 6 months.
That's true. Apparently what happens in Vegas does not stay in
no,
Vegas.
No, this didn't anyway. I don't know. Maybe he was set up, maybe he wasn't, but he, you know, he did what he did, and he deserves what he gets.
Oh, yeah. The one thing I didn't they just came out with this yesterday, was they have audio. So apparently the whole thing was on audio tape, the whole
which leads me to believe maybe it was a setup.
But afterwards, the guy who was robbed was yelling about how he was friends with OJ, this and that, and how he helped OJ set up offshore accounts to hide money from the Goldmans.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And also, he was the reason OJ was there was to attend and be the best man at a wedding.
Yes.
What was the bride of this groom thinking? Hey, honey, OJ is going to be my best man.
Don't worry, no stabbings involved.
Oh, man.
Not enough evidence to put forth a trial.
Which also leads me to wonder what OJ's gift was. Steak knives? Hatchets?
Gloves?
Fingernail files? I don't know. I think he probably used just about anything he can.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole messed up thing about this is I still can't get over the fact that he went in there, OJ Simpson, no mask on. I was like, I want my stuff back. Really, OJ? Is that it? I didn't know. You're so recognizable. 10 years after the fact, you're going to go in there with no mask on and rob somebody.
Well, I think maybe if he'd have went with his buddies and knocked on the door and asked nice. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. That could have happened, too. But when you go in there with guns a-blazing, I don't know. If I was the other guy, I would have messed my pants. I would have done big boy potty in my pants.
Did you see this? One of the guys?
Oh, yeah. They're scary.
One that looks like maybe he'd been hit by a Dodge at some point.
Yeah. These are OJ's friends. He's known them for years.
Great group of guys.
Yeah.
I bet you. Wacko wax.
Don't swallow.
We were at the gas station today and saw some wax lips.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And then they Randy made a comment. And then
I just wanted to say, that's the name of it. Wacko wax.
Yeah. He asked how much they were, and they were a dollar, and the lovely cashier girl, who's kind of attractive, said, don't swallow. I was disappointed, though. The Wacko Wax was a dollar. My Wacko Wax is free. Plus penicillin.
Who came up with the name Wacko Wax?
Jacko. Michael Jackson.
And where is he at?
He's in some poor country.
He's missing out on all the action.
I'm
Jackson.
With all these like celebrities going crazy, like Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan, and now OJ, I'm just waiting for the day Michael Jackson comes back to America and says, "You fools, let me show you how it's done."
He can.
I know. It's like we're all trying to fill this gap that Michael has left, this empty hole that we're trying to plug up now that Michael is gone.
Where is he anyway? Vietnam or looking for
Laos? I believe he's in Laos. Wherever they allow children and adults to be together, Michael Jackson is sure to be there.
Boy Scout troop in Vietnam.
No, that's down the hall.
Oh. Easy. Oh, man. Anyway, what I was getting to is earlier, we've been doing this for about 6 months, and listenership has been low. Real low. So we have to act now. Uh-huh. We need your help.
Yes.
We need listeners and friends' help.
Yes.
In supporting the Flea Show. We're not asking for money.
No,
for you to listen. We'd and make
like
comments.
To.
We'd like to,
but we can't do that to you, the people of America and other countries who seem to enjoy our lovely program. Because
we might even consider sending you some Wacko Wax.
That's right. Mine is free. It might not be in form when it gets to your house, but
I like the ones that had fangs on them.
Those are nice. Put them on your lips.
You ever wonder what it'd be like with a vampire?
I can only imagine. It'd be pretty brutal.
You just imagine yourself with one with no teeth. it.
Oh.
Ma.
If you wanted to, I mean, you could just go down, you know, anywhere in our local area and find the ones with the no teeth. And
this
the
is
fangs.
A true story. That down is, by the river.
Oh, yeah.
Take me to the river.
There's several. There's also several housing areas you could go to as well.
So if you enjoy, we do jump around a lot. That's why we call this the Flea Show.
Yeah.
We jump around.
And we're itchy.
Wasn't there a song, Jump?
Jump around.
Jump around. Come on. Who did that?
I think that was Jump Around.
Wasn't that somebody from, like, Boston?
Yeah, it was. It was House of Pain.
House of Pain, because I remember the Shamrocks. And
that's right. The guy Everlast was in that band. Apparently his name.
Oh, is that right?
Everlast was in that band. Apparently Everlast, not thinking about his career being short, and named himself Everlast.
Neverlast.
Yes.
Anyway, make some comments if you have concerns. Give us a shout.
Yes.
Shout.
Preferably drunk.
Let it all out.
Tears for
fears. These are the things... How's the rest of it go?
These are the things that...
Something.
Yeah, something or something.
Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on.
I like when bands do like, come on, yeah.
Let's go enjoy some Gordon Lightfoot, Ken.
I want to hear the song. What the
when
hell?
Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to blow ya.
Edmund Fitzgerald, who the hell? I mean... God bless the sailors that died on the Edmund Fitzgerald. We don't want their families being mad at us, but that's a great chorus, the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Chippewa Gitchigumi. Wacko Wax.
This is our show that was induced by drinking and drugs.
Yes. This is Randy saying so long.
Later, this is Ken.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa town of the big lake they called Gitchigumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her tread when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty, the good ship and...